The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in and spending some time with me today. Can you believe that it is the start of Memorial Day weekend? Absolutely amazing, but I am really, really excited. This is totally my time of the year. I love this time of year. It's start of summer and boating season and warm weather and no snow and all of that. So, but you are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I'm the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can always check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our pages to get updates and see what is happening. So it is also, as we know, the last Friday of the month, and you know what that is? Well, maybe you don't, but I'm going to tell you. It is Phone In Friday. So today, on the start of Memorial Day weekend, if you have any questions or you just want to basically shoot the breeze, anything you want to have on your mind, let's discuss. So you can give me a call here at the studio at 631-451-1039. That is 631-451-1039. So let me know what you got on your mind and let's discuss. But in the meantime, it has definitely been a very busy several weeks. I feel like I always say that. It just seems like life has just been so busy, and everybody I talk to kind of feels the same way. I always say it's like we had the pandemic and we just took it way down, and now we're off the pandemic, and now it's like we're doing things times two or times three. It's just everything is chaotic, you know? But it's nice to be back live today. Last week, my plane had just landed here at MacArthur last Friday at around 5:23, 5:25, something like that. So I decided to pull a show and just have a rerun of the show because it was a little bit tight. But I was pretty excited because I was able to go away last week from Wednesday to Friday. I was up in Buffalo, New York, to attend the PGA Championships, which was taking place in Rochester, New York. So it was really, really a great opportunity and an awesome experience. I didn't realize how difficult these tickets were to get. So a firm that I do business with had invited me, and I'm really glad that I said yes because it was really, really a cool experience. I was able to see the winner of the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka, which we saw him. It's kind of crazy. If you've never been there, there's like 100 golfers, and they just like kind of all start, and there's three of them golfing at each hole, and it's just kind of like it's just so much activity and so much going on, so you can't really see everybody, and you kind of walk around and you kind of catch people like by chance, I guess. It was one gentleman that was with us that kind of knew what was going on. But yes, we got to see Brooks Koepka, and we even caught number two guy, Scheffler. And I even saw Phil Mickelson, actually, who, I'm going to be, you know, brutally honest, as I usually am. I was probably the only like golfer that I really knew the name of, you know, before I went to this thing. I didn't really do, you know, I didn't have like a lot of background on this. But so Phil Mickelson, who didn't fare so well at the tournament, though, but it was kind of cool because back in the day, he was really the man, you know. So my daughter also had turned 17 recently in May, early May, middle May. And She passed her road test about a week or so after her birthday, and then her very generous grandmother purchased her a car. So that Monday, she got the car, and then she was off and running that week. So life has really changed in such a short period of time. My husband and I had to make sure we were available to take her to and from work all the time, but now she's driving herself. It's wonderful, and it's a great thing. We also have a designated driver, or we have somebody to pick us up if we can't, you know, if we need a ride. But of course, it comes with a bit more worry and expense, for sure. So if any of you have teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, let me tell you what I'm talking about. We normally pay about $200 a month for our car insurance for our cars. But now, you know, they're not very fond of young drivers. So now that expense has increased by about $400 a month to a full $600 a month. So it's crazy. So, you know, you have to really get yourself set up for this type of thing. We told her that she's got to take her defensive driving course, which, for those of you who don't know, I mean, that's a great way to save 10% on your car insurance. Everyone should do it. So I encourage all of you, if you don't do it already, you should. So that's going to be something. And, you know, again, it's all about being fiscally conservative and, you know, keeping more of what you earn, right? So it was really interesting as I was looking back on stuff. Last year on this day, I had a guest, Michael Ashton, who is also known as the inflation guy on my show. And it was interesting because in May of last year, that was really the start of this insane inflationary period that we've been experiencing now. So it makes sense to maybe, you know, pull that show. I'm going to do the same. I didn't get a chance before the show, but to listen to that show from last year to see where we were and where we are now. Now, although inflation has come down a bit, we are still suffering from the high cost of everything. I told my daughter that she needs to rein in her spending and begin to save some of her money now that she has acquired an asset that needs attention. She needs to pay for gas, upkeep, and insurance on the vehicle. So it's so important to have a stash of money, whether that be in cash, checking, savings, or money market. Again, these short-term vehicles that are available if you need it, you know, in a split second. But they're there to cover those unexpected expenses that can and certainly will come up all the time. You know, we always have these things that happen. So it was interesting. I had a client in my office today. This person retired early. And with the high cost of everything, the expenses and food and energy, just everything, their income is not covering their expenses as they used to, you know, through most of his retirement. And this is a thing that happens to many people. So, you know, since the income has not been adequate, they have now built up over $50,000 in credit card debt. And this is something, and then plus a car loan and a boat loan. So this is not something that you want to have in retirement. It's kind of a scary situation. And this person, as well as many other people, live beyond their means or their income. So fortunately, this person, you know, they've done a good job. You know, they have a nice amount of money saved for retirement. But on the other side of the coin, they're under the age of 59 and a half. So what that means is that if they do need to, which they do have that, so the money's there for the taking. It's there. You could see it, right? But if they do so, and this person's not fond of having to do it this way, you know, they would get obviously taxed federally and state on taking the money out from their retirement IRAs and such. But also being under 59 and a half, you have a 10% penalty. Now, there's ways to circumvent it. The thing is that they're close, you know, to 59 and a half, but they need to find a solution for this current issue. So we talked about a few different things. One, of course, you know, maybe getting a part-time job. You know, like the person feels they're of a certain age, so maybe that wouldn't be one of the best options, but it's certainly an option. Maybe redeem if they have other non-retirement assets. Now, this is something that all of you that are listening, you know, it's great. We're plowing money into our 401ks or 403bs, and maybe we have a cash reserve and stuff like that, but it is good if you have extra dollars to maybe build that investment category up, that non-retirement assets, for things just like this. You know, something that you don't want to or may not have the best option to touch it because you're under a certain age and you'd get penalties on it. So part-time job, other non-retirement assets, maybe consolidate the debt. You know, rates are a little bit out of sight right now. So even loans don't look as good anymore because the rates are up. But you know, when you look at credit cards and what the credit card APRs or annual percentage rates are right now, they're not pretty because rates have gone up. So if you're, you know, at 22% on your credit card and you can get maybe a 7 or 8% loan, that might be a plausible idea. take a mortgage or a home equity loan. This person happens to be, they're done with their mortgage, so they're house rich and cash poor. So that's another thing that we see people get into. So, you know, as a financial advisor, I look at a lot of different things. We're not just looking at, well, the investments are up, the investments are down. That's important, obviously, for the whole. But at the same time, you want to look at your whole situation because you want to have outs. I like to have my clients, when I get them in a good position, I like them to have a lot of different opportunities that they can go to. You know, if you have a life insurance that you have cash value, you know, this is another source. If you get yourself in a situation where you need to get your hands on cash, you want to be able to do it. Then, of course, I said sell some toys, you know, or sell the house and downsize. So again, there are options, may not be the best options, but part of my job is to help people look for those options. So, but let's, before we even get there, if you don't have debt, let's try to stay away from it because it's not pretty, especially with rates going up. So this is your financial chick, Denise Nostrom, the company Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me, but we're closing to the commercial break, so stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the financial chick. My company's in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So we're just kind of tossing things around today. Like I said, today is Phone-In Friday. So if you have questions, this is the day to do it, my friends. 631-451-1039. Give me a call. If you have something on your mind, just want to talk. If you want to complain, we try to keep the show upbeat. But if you have stuff to complain about, we can do that too. So 631-451-1039 if you want to talk. But before the break, we were talking about my daughter getting a car and the importance of having a cash reserve and having money available when things happen, and then having a client come in that's navigating through retirement at this point, retired young, and realize that with the cost of things going up and inflation and eggs being costly and just really everything just going up, their income is not really... Not serving the purpose, which, of course, when that happens, what do people do? They go to the credit cards, and that's what this person's been doing. So they built up over $50,000 in credit card debt, car loans, boat loan. You know, so we talked about some alternatives. But, you know, again, part-time job, redeeming other non-retirement assets, consolidating debt, taking a mortgage, sell some toys, downsize. But before we do any of those things, what we really need to do is start with your mindset, because, you know, I can have all of these great solutions for somebody that, and again, this is a couple that they've done well, they've saved money, this and this and that, but things change. You know, the best laid plans sometimes, you know, don't go the way we want them to go. But sometimes they go awry because we, you know, kind of get caught up. So starting with the mindset, once you pay off the debt, so let's just say you did, let's say they chose the option of taking a mortgage, right, on their home. That, so I said they were house rich and cash poor. So, you know, leveraging the money that's in the house. So they take that mortgage, they pay off all their debt. All right, maybe not a bad option, even though mortgage rates are up. But if you're paying credit card debt at 22 or 19% and you have the home, you take out a mortgage, it's going to cost you some money. But now you will have a lower rate. Even though, again, you know, keeping everything with perspective, you know, rates were, yeah, they were about 3% about a little over a year ago. But now you're going to be paying about 6% on a mortgage. But it'll be tax deductible. So you've got to look at all the different options here. All right. So let's say they do that. They pay off all their debt and they get flat, right? The thing is that people have to have a conversation with themselves and say, listen, I got to put these credit cards away and I'm not going to do this anymore. Because what happens is a lot of times we rectify and we get it flat, and then they start building up the credit card debt again. And, you know, once you do this several times, it's just not good. And it just becomes a snowball effect. So I cannot stress enough, know your numbers and be aware of what you're spending and debt situation before it spirals out of control. Because, you know, sometimes it always is the other person, right? But it can happen to anybody. And you really need to meet with me, if you're a client, at least once a year, or meet with your advisor just to make sure everything's on track. But so let's switch a little bit and just say it's been an interesting market. We've had a pretty good run year to date. I mean, I get this report every week, and finally, year over year, meaning from last May to this May, we see all green on the screen. And what does that mean? That means that everything is up. That's pretty exciting, with the exception of emerging markets. It's off a little bit. But so if you invested in May of last year to May of this year, you should be positive. You should be up, and you should be doing all right. So, but an interesting fact from the Wall Street Journal is of May 14th, it said institutions have pulled out a net $333.9 billion from stocks over the past 12 months, while individuals have yanked another $28 billion. Analysts say extreme defensive positioning and high levels of cash mean market returns could snap back quickly from any sell-off as investors seek to put cash back to work. So we're in a really interesting place right now. So, you know, I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, pretty much everybody's disgusted with the economy, disgusted with the administration. I should say everybody, but most people, a great percentage of the people. Things are not great. I mean, when you look at you know, we've got the illegals flying over the border. We've got, you know, high inflation. We've just got just so much going on right now. And again, I like to keep it positive and not negative, but things are rough. But what's very interesting in my lane with investing is that when you see things at this level where people are so disgusted and miserable, that's typically when things start to bounce back. And you know, you don't get the bell, you don't get the memo that, all right, this is the time to get into the market or this is the time to get out of the market. It just doesn't work that way. I've been doing this, well, I'm going to inflect this right now. Today is my 27th anniversary. I had started my company May 26th of 1996. I had started my business, and I've been independent ever since. I was with some captive firms, a company called IDS back in the time. They're Ameriprise now, but I left them running and screaming, and I was glad. So I've been doing this on my own as an independent financial advisor for 27 years, and I just have to thank my clients, my vendors, everybody that has helped me get here, my employees throughout the years. I wouldn't be here today without all of you, and I just have to say I love what I do. I love my clients. I love figuring it out. You come to me with problems, and then I figure it out, and we get you to where you need to be. So just wanted to say that. I don't even know where that came from. But anyway, but it is my anniversary today for my business. So I'm just very, very excited about that. But okay, so we talked about, you know, when things get really downtrodden and people start feeling negative, that's when things start perking back up. So, you know, the market had another great day today. And it's really interesting because it's very, very rare to have an up market or an up day in the markets the day before a long weekend. It's just very typical. We know we look at odds and stuff, you know, in the industry. So, you know, again, you just don't know. You really don't know what's going to happen. But I do know one of my clients called earlier this week and said that they were just absolutely disgusted and very upset, and that the debt ceiling was scaring the bejesus out of them, and they just can't handle it anymore. And their threshold was done. They just couldn't deal with it. So they were keeping their accounts open, but they decided, and they do this a lot. So I really don't even fight with them anymore. But they decided to put everything into money market accounts because they were scared about the debt ceiling situation. Now, listen, I get it. And we're all here for self-preservation. But the thing is that, you know, when this negative sentiment gets to a high pinnacle, so basically when they call, it's time to buy. So there's your buy signal. but yeah, so, you know, debt ceiling, whatever, you know, we've been through this, we've done this rodeo so many times. Again, being in the business for 27 years, I've seen so many of these things. But listen, one of the stats too is that during the Associated Press News on May 1st said nearly three quarters of American adults blame the media for dividing the nation. And just under half say they have little to no trust in media's ability to report the news fairly and accurately. So what does that say to you? That says to you, or it says to me, that, listen, run your track, live your life. get good, responsible people around you that are going to help you navigate the waters, like myself, whether it be financial or accountants or whatever the case may be. We're always going to have situations. We've had all of these things. You know, history just keeps repeating itself. And what's sad about it is that we never learn from history, right? But it does continuously happen. And just run your course. And just, again, the media is fanning the flame. And most of the stuff that they say is not super accurate anyway. So just do your research. That's really going to be my what I'm going to tell you, my soapbox for this Friday before Memorial Day. But Memorial Day, it's a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died while serving the United States Armed Forces. So we know that we're going out there. We're going to have a long weekend, whether we have barbecues, graduations, whatever the case may be. But please, let's not forget those that enabled us to do what we're going to do this weekend. It's a big deal. And let's not forget where we came from. And, you know, just be safe out there. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Financial Chick Show today. I also want to give a shout out to the general manager of 103.9 LA News Radio, David Levenstein. Feel better, my friend. Sending you good vibes and prayers. And listen, just let's try to do better and be better. And like I said, enjoy the weekend. And I will see you all next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.